From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Abundant issues surround the G20. As the G20 summit gets underway in Hangzhou, China, President Obama and Prime Minister Theresa May met to talk about a number of issues, including the Syrian civil war. The Prime Minister said she will urge Russia to clear the way for civilians in need of help.
It's vital that humanitarian supplies get to innocent Syrians who are in desperate need. And this afternoon, I will urge President Putin to do all he can to get the aid convoys in, and to end the indiscriminate bombing of civilians.
Secretary of State John Kerry, also at the summit, telling reporters that the talks between the U.S. and Russia are proceeding cautiously.
I've said all along, we're not going to rush, and we're not going to do something that we think has less than what we believe is a legitimate opportunity to be able to try to get the job done.
According to a televised interview before President Obama left for the summit, he claims he'll be telling China it needs to adopt a more responsible role on the world stage and adhere to international norms. President Obama told CNN in an interview broadcast today that Beijing needs to show restraint in its relations with smaller countries, especially as it deals with territorial disputes in the South China Sea. The American leader said that with increasing power comes increasing responsibilities. Obama said the U.S. has urged China to accept international rules that build a strong worldwide order. Bangladesh has executed a senior Islamist leader, Mir Qasem Ali, who was found guilty of war crimes during the 1971 war in which Bangladesh broke away from Pakistan. Ali was convicted on 8 charges that included the abduction and killing of a young man in a torture cell, which the Bangladesh government says eventually resulted in the deaths of 3 million people.